Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Will Johnson, and let's talk about it. Riding shotgun with me is my producer, Shannon. What's going on, Shannon? Did you see the debate last night?
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw it. Me, along with 50 million other people, saw the debate last night.
It was very, very good. I think Mike Pence rose to the occasion. Vice President Mike Pence rose to the occasion, and Kamala Harris didn't know how to react to him during the debate. Now, she got a little upset a couple of times during the debate, and, you know, it's like, for me, it was like, why is she getting upset? Mike Pence was calling her out on her policies that she went through in the past. So why would she get upset? She should be able to talk to him about his policies. And at the same time, Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, is a stand-up guy. He's a gentleman. He even also congratulated her for being on the stage making history. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. Chris Wallace actually came out today and said that Kamala Harris appeared to be one step away from being presidential. And I think it was the opposite. I think Pence actually displayed more characteristics of being presidential than Kamala Harris did. But really, what really stood out was the difference between the two parties. Kamala Harris really, unfortunately, she lied so much. And a lot of the fact checks, if you will, came out today, right? Like fracking.
Oh, is only the fact checks going to fact check against Mike Pence? They're not going to fact check anything against Kamala Harris. And she constantly lied. I mean, this is a very interesting. So, you know, I'm not telling anyone not to vote for Kamala Harris, but if you actually want to do the fact checking, you know, some of the stuff that she was saying was blatantly not true.
Right. Well, it's very interesting. She really does boast up Biden, doesn't she? I mean, it wasn't too long ago where she was really pounding Biden, right? She was saying that she believed the sexual misconduct allegations against him were true. We're not, how come she's not talking about those things? She accused Joe Biden of coddling the reputation of segregationists, if you remember that. I mean, this woman has done a complete 360 talking about how great he is now and how he's going to usher in a build back better economy and a better America. I don't see it. Do you see it?
No, I don't see it either. You know, the whole build back better. If you go out and do a simple Google search on build back better, if Google hasn't removed it, you will find that Build Back Better is an economic globalist system movement. Mm-hmm. They basically want to remove all of the U.S. currency, to my understanding, just currency throughout the world, and do a total reset. They want everything to go back, start over, so they can build back better. And, you know, socialism comes into play too, right? And I don't think socialism in America would do well at all. We don't need socialism because right now the United States of America is the greatest country known to man. So why would you tear it down and try to build something else that's not going to work? And they're trying to go with socialism because they think they can do it better.
Well, what about the debate stood out the most to you? Like, what was that like? Oh, I love that moment from the debate.
Oh, you know, the best part for me for the debate, and I have to say it, was when, you know, Mike Pence hit Kamala Harris on her policies in the past, and she said, I will not be lectured to. I mean, all he did was talk about what she's done in the past, which was factual, putting information out there about her. And she didn't want to hear it. She said, I will not be lectured to. Like, don't tell me what I did wrong. Basically is what she's saying. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that what a debate is all about? To tell everyone, to show everybody where your opponent has made mistakes, where your opponent didn't correct themselves, where your opponent should have improved but never did. Isn't that what a debate is about, or am I getting it all wrong?
Well, I felt there was a couple of things that really stood out to me. One was how she was saying that we were going to eliminate Trump's tax plan, right? We're going to eliminate his tax breaks. But then on the other hand, she said we're not going to cut taxes for anyone that's – or we're not going to increase taxes for anyone – what was it, below 400,000,
right?
But then Pence said, well, if you're eliminating our tax plan, then that means you are going to tax the people. And she kind of taken back, but, you know, she's not aware of what they're doing and what they're not doing. Just like the Green Deal. I don't know why they want to separate themselves from AOC's Green Deal. Right. For some reason, I guess because they don't want to seem extremely liberal. They know that there was a lot of bad press about the Green Deal. One, it cost so much. Right. Apparently it was going to lose a lot of jobs. But then even the lady that was running the debate pointed out that when she went to Biden's website, the Green Deal or the climate change policies that they had were almost aligned with the Green Deal.
Oh,
it wasn't any different, really.
Oh, it was a tit for tat. They just, you know, they probably put a, you know, a comma here and changed one sentence and moved things around to make it look like, or try to deceive people and have people believe that their policy for the whole Green New Deal is not the same thing. It is exactly the same thing. Kamala Harris championed it. Biden said that he has his own plan, and all he did was the same thing Obama did with what's his name, Mitt Romney, when he did the Mitt Romney Care. Obama administration, all they did was take Mitt Romney Care and reword it and change it a little bit, then they called it Obamacare.
That's true.
That's the same thing. So it's the same thing now. They took the Green New Deal, Biden did, because Biden said, well, I have my own plan, known good and well. I'm sorry, everybody. You know, good and well, Biden is in no position to write any kind of policies. They're writing these policies for him. I'm pretty sure Biden probably haven't even looked at his website since it's been up. I mean, seriously, he probably don't even know what's on there. But he's naturally, he has to come out and say that his deal is not the same deal as the Green New Deal. But when you actually go to his website and look at the Green New Deal, I'm sorry. When you go look at his deal, it is the Green New Deal. I mean, they're one and the same. There's nothing different about it. You know, another thing that stood out to me last night, it was such a beautiful statement, and someone created a meme on it. And for the life of me, I can't find a meme right now, but I'm going to paraphrase here. Mike Pence said when Kamala Harris was trying to jab at Mike Pence, and Mike Pence, he would jab back, rightfully so, and he said, look, your opinions – are not your, or doesn't mean they're factual,
mm-hmm.
You know, because she kept saying that, well, this is how it is, this is how it is. And he basically said, no, that's just your opinion and not actual facts. You can see the expression on her face, how she came unglued. And she was just getting angrier and angrier. I mean, if I didn't know any better, you know, I would swear she was turning green, you know.
Well, one thing I wish that they would have kind of addressed a little bit more is police, their support for the police department. Because, you know, Kamala Harris has been all for defunding the police.
Exactly.
I feel like that should have been really hit pretty hard. Because she's going to have influence over over Joe Biden. And quite frankly, I mean, let's be honest, is Joe Biden going to make it 4 years? He's definitely not going to make it 8 years.
Well, I don't even think they expect Joe Biden to make it the 2 years into the presidency. I mean, but realistically, I don't personally think he's going to make it, you know, at all. You know, but, you know, we'll see what the people do. We'll see how the people vote. But, you know, the correct quote on that, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your facts. That's
right.
What it was. It's such
not
a
fact.
Beautiful statement.
It's not fact.
It's not fact.
Right,
they make up their facts.
They do.
They're not entitled to it. So they believe that they can say anything, and it could be just completely out there, And because they have it in their mind, that is factual.
Oh, I am so sick and tired of them equating this poor economy to Trump instead of the virus. I can't even, every time they say Trump is responsible for the worst economy since the virus, I'm sitting going, it's the because of the virus. And Democrat-ran cities and states are one of the number one places where they completely shut down their economy. I mean, we know why they did that, right? I mean, it is,
well,
so they have the opportunity to say what she said. It's
yeah.
the worst economy.
Well, you know, I think a lot of this was put into place, you know, by their policies, a part of, you know, part of the pandemic. Now, a lot of this was put in place because they needed this to happen in our country.
Yeah.
They needed this to happen in the country. And if this wasn't happening in the country, what do you think they would be saying right now? What would be the headlines? What would be the story if the pandemic never took place?
You know what should be the headline right now?
What should that be?
Shouldn't it be the DNI declassifying these records, the CIA, you know, a DNI declassified Brennan note saying the CIA memo on Hillary Clinton was stirring up scandal between Trump and Russia.
You know what?
I mean, that should be all over the news, right?
You know what? That should be the number one headlines. But you know what? The liberals, the Democrats, they avoid putting actual information out there for people to listen to. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why aren't they talking about this?
Right.
You know, this is stuff that they were doing. This is nothing that no one's making up. It's not even an opinion.
Right.
They were doing this.
Yeah.
And they were doing, they did this during the 2016 campaign to discredit then candidate Trump, to try to make it, to deflect from Hillary Clinton's email.
Yeah, so if everybody hasn't heard, because like Will and I just pointed out, it's not in the news anywhere. They released documents. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, on Tuesday declassified documents that revealed the former CIA Director, John Brennan, briefed former President Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to tie then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia as a means of distracting the public from her use of her private email server ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Is that not crazy?
It is 100% crazy. 100% crazy. It's, you know, and the thing is, a lot of people, some people will never, ever hear about this.
Yeah.
Because of the whole COVID that's taking place, some people never hear about it. We have the election that's taking place, and, you know, people wondering who they're going to vote for. There's still people, amazingly, there's still some people that's undecided. Some people have made a decision for Biden. Some made a decision for Trump. And that's the way, you know, really, that's the way it should be. People should be able to make the decision of who they want, and that's the way it should be. But this was happening here. With this information coming out, they would never, ever talk about this information.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is that both sides of the story are not getting out, right? They only put a certain narrative, a certain agenda out there, and unfortunately, the voters are not getting the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play that clip from Jim Jordan? Let's just hear what Jim Jordan said on Fox News.
Yeah,
today.
It was very good what he had to say on here, and he laid it all out, and they did not like it.
As is so often the case, the Democrats accuse us of what they're doing. Turns out, based on Mr. Ratcliffe's uncovering this information and presenting it to us, turns out it was the Clinton campaign working with the Russians to create this fake hoax, this idea that it was actually the Trump campaign who was working with the Russians to influence elections. It was just the opposite. So, as you said, we've lived through this now. This thing started 4 years ago, more than 4 years ago, July 2016, all built on a false premise, no predicate for starting this investigation in the first place. Thank goodness Rick Grenell released the information he did, the transcripts, which showed Clapper, Brennan, Rice, all these people saying, yeah, now that I have to testify under oath, there was nothing there. There never was any collusion, any evidence of coordination between Trump campaign and Russia. There never was. But what there is evidence of, now that John Ratcliffe's released this information, is the Russians were working with the Clinton campaign. And it just goes to show, the only thing we had wrong about all this, I've said this many times, The only thing we had wrong, Maria, is it was worse than we thought.
A lot worse than we thought.
Yeah, in the notes, they literally said, and you can find the article on Fox News about this, they literally said Hillary Clinton and Obama administration, their purpose was to vilify President Trump. And guess what? So many people bought it. So many people bought it.
They're still buying
it. The sad thing is we still have congressmen out there like Shifty Schiff that not too long ago I heard him out on the news saying Trump colluded with Russia. And this man knows 100% that that is not the truth. 100% he knows it's not the truth. But he depends on the ignorance of the voters by what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. We don't know how bad this really is. The Clintons, the Obamas, the Comeys, the Adams, the Nancy Pelosi, they're all in on this, in my opinion. Loretta Lynch, they're all in on this. And because what they did during the 2016 campaign to make it look like President Trump was, at the time, candidate Trump, was working with Russia, and then that was coming out because of the documents released that it was actually Clinton and Obama knew about it. This, see, like you said earlier, this should be the number one headline.
Right.
The number one headline across the country, if not the world. You're talking about corruption.
Yep.
This is corruption to the highest level ever.
And let's be clear, we're not saying that Russia didn't try to interfere, because we know that Russia, China, all these countries, including people, brace yourselves, America does it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obama tried to, or actually Obama spent American money, what was it, $250 million?
It was a large amount. I can't remember the exact
election,
amount. It was a large amount
influence.
That, yeah, he put taxpayer dollars into Israel to try to influence the election
he
in
sure
Israel.
Did. He sure did. So we're not saying that that didn't happen, but the fact that they keep saying that Trump colluded with Russia, pure lie. Pure lie.
Yeah, it is a pure
to
lie.
To distract from her lie. Right?
See, that's
Hillary's
amazing
lie.
Thing. That is the amazing thing. They did this whole scheme so that they would stop talking about her emails, but you know what it was? And see, this what now that we got all this information coming out, we see why Comey did what he did. Now, let me remind everyone out there that don't remember. Remember, Comey first came out and said that there's nothing here. Remember? There's nothing here, nothing to say. No reasonable prosecutor will even go after this. And then, what, I think it was like a week or 2 weeks later, it really doesn't matter, but then he came back out and said, oh, wait a minute. Based on new evidence, we're reopening the case just to shut it back down again. See, they thought they could get the information when, you know, to push out against President Trump and Russia. But see, that never worked out. It never panned out. So what they did, they let it roll over to the whole impeachment sham. First time in history a president was ever impeach over fraudulent information, hearsay information. And that's where we are today.
Yeah, well, you know what's disgusting to me? Is Mueller did this whole investigation. How many people did he interview? How much money did he spend? And he couldn't uncover all this stuff? He couldn't produce this evidence?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm. Mm. You know what? So we have actually a question from a listener right now.
Okay.
And the question is why do Biden and Harris expect people to vote for them when they keep saying, we have a plan, but never explain their plans? It's the same thing that get the question. Mike Pence did it last night. Why don't you tell us, are you going to stack the courts? And who are you going to pick for the Supreme Court position? They refuse to say it. Why do they refuse to say it? And it's obvious, because they have a socialist one world order agenda. And majority of the people that are completely deceived to all of it, if they hear that they're going to come out with this whole globalist system and they're for it, they're going to say, wait a minute, isn't that supposed to be bad?
Exactly. That is it, listener. Thank you for the question, but that is it. If we knew what their true plan was, we wouldn't vote for them. And guess what? The sad thing is people should pay attention. If they can't tell you what their plan is, what are they hiding? All they do is deflect, right, and say, well, Trump has done this, and Trump hasn't done this, and hate Trump. But they're not telling you what their plan is. They're not telling you who their justices, who their justice nominees would be. You know why? Because you wouldn't want them. Let me tell you what, Biden was just, where is he? Him and Kamala Harris are somewhere today. I'm sorry, they were in some airport hangar, right? And they had some questions. And once again, it came up that Kamala Harris could not tell or refused to answer who their nominees would be.
Well, they don't want to.
He says, the conversation would be about that. Yeah, if the conversation would be about that, that means that they fear you don't want their nominee.
Yeah, well, you know what Joe Biden said, and they've been practicing this. Joe Biden said that if I were to announce who we would select, that means that the headlines, all of you guys talking about the press would be talking about it. All of y'all would be talking about it. And y'all wouldn't be talking about what is happening right now, as if people can't walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what Joe Biden is saying. That's what they're saying. Like, they can't tell one story more than one story at a time.
But here's the thing. We're supposed to be voting for these people based on what they say they would do and who they would pick. Right? I mean, that's the whole part of this campaign. I mean, that's what the election is about. You tell us, and if the American people are begging for these nominees, for these candidates to tell us who their nominees would be, they need to answer. And if they aren't answering, that means 100% they're hiding something.
No, of course they're hiding something. But you know what? That's what the Democrats do. Never before have you had a presidential candidate running for office and they never would tell people who they would put on the Supreme Court? Never, ever. And they're questioning, why are you doing this now? They're deflecting because we are at a time in our lives, every single person right now, we're in a time in history where the America, North America, South America, even the world, everywhere, right, can come into a one-world system. And that's what the whole Build Back Better is all about. New economic world order.
Absolutely.
That's what it's coming down to.
If you look up Build Back Better, you will see it will lead you to a world economic institution, I think it is, and it's all about making a one-world bank, have one-world money, one world system, I guess one world new order, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's always.
But the sad thing is, people just hear, I wonder what people think when they say build back better. Like, what does that say?
I mean, even if you just, let's just say we just limit it to America, build back better.
Okay.
In order to build something back better,
they had to tear it down.
You have to tear it down. I guess they're starting in Portland, Seattle, L.A., New York, San Francisco, because they're tearing these Democrat cities and states up, literally destroying the workforce. They're destroying the cost of living. They're destroying people's well-being. We're seeing this is their policies. It's no secret. President Trump has called them out on it multiple times, and they can't deny it. Because all of these places that where people are having such hardship, majority of the places that's having extremely bad hardship, they are Democrat-ran states and cities.
Yeah, California is still shut down.
Yes, California is still shut down.
You still can't go in a restaurant and eat.
Yeah, you still can't go in a restaurant and eat. There's still some restaurants that are shut down. But if you're Nancy Pelosi, you can do a special appointment at a hair salon.
Well, she can't go to her old hair salon anymore.
It was all a setup. Mm-hmm. It's 100% a setup. So let's change this up a little bit, because I want to talk about, you know, this is one of the topics that I've talked about for years, and that is how you have the Democrats, and this is like an underlying policy that they have that they don't tell people, but it is there, right? So you have the Democrats constantly bringing up race. They play the race card constantly. The first debate with President Trump, and now they're looking, before I get going a little bit further, they're looking to possibly doing the next debate virtually, and I think that's personally a bad idea. Who's to say President Trump won't have an earpiece? You see how I did that? We know Joe Biden would have an earpiece, or they would be feeding Joe Biden information.
I think President Trump said he refused to do.
Well, at first they were kind of like, you know, talking about it, but then they said, well, to my understanding, that if you actually have someone there to verify that he doesn't have an earpiece, that they're not feeding him the answers to the questions.
Oh, please.
Then they could do it. But
yeah,
you know
we're going to go by your honesty, right? We're going to like really believe that everybody in that room with Biden is going to be honest.
Yeah, well,
I guess if it was somebody from the Trump campaign where Biden is, and somebody from the Biden campaign where Trump is, that would work.
Right. Actually, you know what?
So
I didn't even realize this, but this is another question from a listener. Uh-huh. What do you think of President Trump saying no to the Zoom debate next week? And we just already rolled into it. Now, let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into how the Democrats push all the racism, right?
Yeah.
So President Trump, he originally, like I said, I think from my understanding, the campaign was talking about possibly looking at, you know, doing the Zoom meeting, possibly doing it. If they can have a third party representative there that's not for either side, just there to verify that Joe Biden is not wearing an earpiece and Joe Biden is not being fed the answers to the question. Seriously, it needs to be that way. We need to know, can he hold his own?
Well, unfortunately, you know what's going to happen, or is what is happening.
What's going to happen?
Is the liberal news media is out there saying, oh, Trump's afraid of Biden. That's what it is. He's going to cancel all debates because, you know, he's afraid of Biden.
They're already saying that.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's afraid of Biden. I think Trump does good hands-on, one-on-one, in the moment. They're 100%, just like his Trump rallies. I mean, that man doesn't write a speech. He just goes out there and can talk for a freaking hour and a half.
Well, he does have a speech, because I've been to some of his rallies, and you know he'll have a speech up there. And
that's
you know
the
they
point.
Have. I mean, he'll have it up there for bullet points.
Points,
but
yeah.
You know what? He consistently he'll veer off of his speech and talk to the people, and then he'll go back to it. That's why everyone loves when he's talking, because they're waiting for him to just hammer, 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 and then go back.
But I think hands down, when it comes down to it, I think he would do it if it's the only option. I really do. I mean, I'm not inhuman. I understand that Biden would be a little apprehensive because Trump literally has had COVID. It came out that Trump said that he was very sick when he went to the hospital. He was not feeling good. So I understand that Biden and all those people would be very, very nervous to be in that room with Trump right now, because you don't know how long this can last. You don't know how long – you know what I'm saying? I mean, just taking out the whole, I don't like, you know, this person or that person, you could kind of understand how – somebody would be uncomfortable with that at this point in time. Because
mm-hmm.
it's next week,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's next week. And
so,
what day was it that
I think Trump should do the Zoom. I'll be honest with you. I feel like
I don't think so.
You don't
personally?
Think so?
No, I don't think so. And unless, like I said, unless I agree, the only way they can do the Zoom is if they have someone there to make sure that he's not being fed the questions. I mean, how do we know? For all we know, Donna Brazile could be there feeding the questions.
Well, I mean,
come on.
You know, she got the questions before the debate even happened. So, I mean, that can happen at any point in time, right? You know, honestly, as president, you have to handle any situation. So if somebody is handed the questions, you need to know how to handle that question yourself. You have to be prepared for it yourself. So whatever happens, Trump has to be prepared.
But they're just riding Biden along.
Oh, well, of course they're helping him.
They're just riding.
You know, Wallace, that was a fiasco, and Trump definitely was against Wallace and Biden. It was disappointing.
I mean, so why do you say allow them to have the Zoom debate then? I mean, do you agree that someone needs to be there to make sure that they're doing the right thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I think somebody should be with Trump from the Biden campaign. Somebody from the Trump campaign should be with Biden. They could be in the same building, two rooms apart. That's fine with me. Everybody can make sure everything.
Who's going to be in there with Biden in the camera? And see, they don't want anyone from the Trump campaign with them because they say, how do we know you're not infected?
So what is your option if Trump still tests
positive? Do the same thing
COVID.
They did with Mike Pence. If they really think it's that bad, put them in on the same stage. Go ahead and build a enclosed thing because President Trump, it's obvious he was diagnosed positive with it. If they're really that concerned, go ahead and bring him out there. Let him come out in a hazmat suit for all
that. But Trump won't.
I know Trump won't.
Come on now. You know Trump's not even going to wear a mask.
Let Joe Biden sit in the glass, too. I mean, seriously, let someone sit.
The American people
need to know that our leader can stand up to whatever it is is happening.
Trump will come into contact with somebody walking in, walking out. I mean, you have to understand that somebody will be around him and they'll blame it on Trump.
Just wear a mask. We hear that all the time. Just wear a mask. You wear a mask and you're safe.
Well,
maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe President Trump can go sit down at a table just like Pence did, but this time maybe President Trump will just have on a mask. They're all pushing this thing right now. You have to wash your hands and you have to wear a mask. So long as you wash your hands and wear a mask, you're okay. And exactly, when did President Trump get diagnosed with this? Was this last Friday?
Well, that's the problem, too.
No, when did they break the news with it? Was it last Friday?
Was it last Friday?
I think it was last Friday or earlier this week. I can't remember exactly.
No, it was last week. I mean, it was last week.
So my thing is, I was saying, I think it was the beginning of this week.
They're not releasing
I think it was the beginning of this week, and I made a comment to you saying that, you know what, by this weekend, if President Trump is not doing videos and he's not speaking, not tweeting or whatever, then we should probably be a little bit more concerned. Mm-hmm. But President Trump is still doing the tweets.
Well, let me ask you this, because one of their concerns is they're not releasing when he was actually first tested positive. Trump's campaign, they're not releasing that. So if the option is between Zoom or no debate at all, what do you pick?
Someone needs to be in the room with him. I'm serious.
Okay,
someone needs to be in the room with Joe Biden because Joe Biden cannot hold his own, and the American people need to see that take place. But let's go on to President Trump being in the first debate, and they asked a question about white supremacy. They bring Chris Wallace brought up white supremacy during the 2016 debate with Hillary Clinton. And during that time, President Trump denounced white supremacy. This last debate, where you hear a lot of those in the media refuse to acknowledge that when Chris Wallace asked President Trump, will you denounce white supremacy, President Trump's words were exactly, sure, yeah, okay. And then, because they kept drilling on it, President Trump said, give me a name. Who do you want me to denounce? Who do you want me? And that's when Joe Biden brought up the Proud Boys. And then Chris Wallace ran with it. So when I saw that, the first thing that was going through my head, did Chris Wallace and Joe Biden actually work together to make this interaction take place? Because it was really convenient. Joe Biden couldn't wait to bring up the Proud Boys. And for those of you that are listening, the Proud Boys are not white supremacists. You even have BLM members out there saying that the Proud Boys are not supremacists. So why do they keep bringing up white supremacy every 4 years?
Well, CNN actually stopped talking about it, too, because they're being sued by the Proud Boys.
I heard that as well. Mm-hmm. The Proud Boys are suing CNN, and now they don't even say. You notice Kamala Harris, she alluded to it in the debate last night, but she didn't say Proud Boys. She didn't say Proud Boys, but they're alluding to it. They're all alluding to it. And to give another example, have you heard about, what's it, Gretchen Whitmer? The Michigan governor. Did you hear what she just did today? She did a press conference saying that the white supremacists, a militia group, wanted to kidnap her and possibly kill her. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, the breaking news is FBI did an investigation and they found that 13 people who have since been arrested plotted to kidnap her, and I don't know, what were they going to do, something to her?
It's kind of interesting. I think people should question, why is this taking place?
I've never heard of Wolverine Watchmen. That's part of the group that plotted this. They're saying it's a militia group.
Well, everyone should be asking the question, with 25 days out until the election, and you know they're all pointing to saying that this is Trump supporters is doing this, and it's falls right onto the heels of the FBI with Comey not looking good after Comey just testified in front of Congress and got and with all the information that came out about the Russia whole collusion delusion. Comey appeared to have been lying to the people, or a lot of it. He grew amnesia too. I don't know if you saw any of it. He had amnesia.
He said he wasn't aware of it.
I can't recall. Amnesia just kicked in like no tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it was Jim Jordan's. Like, you really didn't know a lot of what was going on at the FBI if you were running it.
Exactly.
He kept saying, I didn't know, I wasn't aware. Nobody told me that.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
but my point is now all of a sudden the FBI is doing this investigation about this militia group in Michigan. 25 days before the election, and to make it look like white supremacists, and that's what they're pointing. They're pointing it all at white supremacists. Just because you're in a militia doesn't make you a white supremacist. But let's listen to what she had to say today. And this is Whitmer, the governor of Michigan.
Just last week, the president of the United States stood before the American people and refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups like these two Michigan militia groups. Stand back and stand by, he told them. Stand back and stand by. Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry, as a call to action. When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight. When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit. When they stoke and contribute to hate speech,
oh my gosh,
they are complicit.
This is the insanity of the left. This is so crazy. President Trump, so she's saying that every white supremacist group out there, President Trump told you to stand by.
Well, first of all, they were talking about Proud Boys specifically.
I know, because Joe Biden brought up Proud Boys. But they're lumping every militia group as a white supremacist group. And like I said before, just because you're in a militia group does not make you racist. I'm a black male. I've had Proud Boys ask me to join. I didn't join. This was a couple of years ago. There was a couple people I had some disagreement with, and I'm like, no, because I didn't want to go along, and you have to do certain things. It's almost like
it's like being
in college again.
It's
and I'm
a fraternity,
like, yeah,
literally.
Exactly.
They call it a fraternity.
Yeah, and I'm like, it reminds me of college, being in college, and I'm like, yeah, and, you know, I had my fun and all that. I don't want to do that anymore. So that's not, we need to move on from that. So it's just very interesting.
Here's the thing. They're trying to change the narrative. What has it been since March that's been happening? You've had Antifa, you've had BLM, you've had Black Bloc, you've had all of these leftist extreme groups out in the streets causing chaos. And did any of these people, including Ms. Whitmer over there, did she stop the people in her city from rioting, from tearing down businesses, from shooting at police officers, for, I mean, it's crazy. They've locked police officers in their station and chained the doors locked, and then they found that there was gas, and they were probably planning on setting the fire station on fire with the police officers in it. You've had people killed in the streets. And none of these Democrats came out and spoke out against it. None of them stopped it in their own city. They were so, they had so much hate for Trump, they couldn't even ask him for help. They let the citizens of their cities live in terror. They let the citizens, the business owners of their cities lose their businesses and their livelihoods. They had police officers killed, literally shot at. I mean, it's crazy. And they're sitting there talking about President Trump. They're trying to change the narrative. They're taking our focus off of the leftist groups that have caused this chaos for months and months and months and deflect it to President Trump and white supremacists, who we know have not been out there and active like these other groups have been. But you know what? People are so naive, they buy into it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So we have some more questions here. Let me read the first one here. Both Kamala Harris' parents were born subjects of the British Empire in India and Jamaica during the reign of King James VI, regardless of the fact she's a descendant of a white slave owner, which is absolutely true. She won't ever apologize for it either. As far as relevance to Black America, she is 100% a foreigner because Jamaica is a completely different country. Why should any Black American, the Democrats most importantly, consistently care half a dog stuff if she is the first woman of color? You know, the Democrats,
she was born in America, just so everybody knows. She was actually born on American soil.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people are saying because she wasn't born in America or because her parents were not born in America that she should not be able to be president.
But what
it comes down to, and a lot of people have, they try to say, well, her parents, well, she's a natural born citizen because
yes,
she was naturally born here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, but she, you know what, but still. If you want to talk about the whole racism thing, her parents, her family.
She's not African-American.
Not Black, right? But she is from slave masters, right? Her family owned slaves. But they
Some Black people did own slaves, by the way.
Can you imagine if President Trump, if they had record of President Trump?
He was a descendant of a slave owner?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Is he going to apologize for it? Like, he did it. But see, it's total hypocrites what they are. Total hypocrites.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good question. Should Black people care about, what was the end of that question?
Should Black people care half a, dog feces of if she is the first woman of color? No, I don't think no one should care. It really shouldn't matter about your complexion.
I mean, that's true.
The Democrats, they always introduce complexion into all of it, and they do that to divide us.
Well, President Obama was half white.
Yeah.
So, they said he's the first black president.
You know what? The Democrats, even during Nazi Germany,
said one drop.
If you have one drop of black blood and you're just black, nothing else matters. Even the Nazis saying that's taking it a little bit far.
Yeah, but this is America. It shouldn't matter what color you are. But who keeps playing on racism? Who keeps playing on, exterior colors? And it's crazy. The Democrat Party is just. They're divisive in their own words,
mm-hmm.
Vote on me because I'm a woman. Vote on me because I'm black. Vote on me because what are your policies?
I'm glad you brought that up. So before the debate last night between Vice President Mike Pence and Kamala Harris on the liberal media, they were saying that Kamala Harris has an upper hand because she's a woman and she's a woman of color.
How does that give you the upper hand?
Because that's what they were saying. I don't know why. I'm a person.
Unexplainable.
Yeah, I'm saying, who cares? Why does that even matter? Why should that even matter? Why does anyone even have to even discuss that? Why is that even a topic?
Well, it just shows if you're moving forward in this world, if we're voting on someone because of color or gender, then that's racist in itself, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, it is. So here's the second question. The argument against President Trump's handling of the virus, according to Bob Woodward and nobody else, apparently, yeah, is that he knew about how dangerous it was prior to March and did not order a complete Chinese communist-style Marxist prison. Berlin Wall lockdown across the entire country. If he'd been dumb enough to do that, do you think that the Democrats would accuse him of having destroyed the economy, though the lockdown they wanted him to impose? It was the Democrats. They wanted President Trump to impose the lockdown. They were the one pushing for the lockdown. They kept saying, shut it down, shut it down. It's so bad. It's so bad. They kept pushing. They were pushing out on the airways. They were pushing it all everywhere. They were getting the CDC to go along with it. The CDC said it was bad. The CDC had been saying it was bad because of what was happening in China. And then the Democrats, they were saying, shut it all down, shut it all down. And President Trump actually said, okay, you know what? We're going to call a national emergency. And then a lot of things did get shut down.
Well, even Biden said that Trump shouldn't have shut it down. He criticized Trump for
criticizing. He sure
did. And Pelosi criticized Trump for shutting it down.
But the Democrats that were screaming for it.
Well, they can't. You know what? If Trump says black, they're going to say blue. I mean, if he says red, they're going to say pink. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to be opposite of him, and he's the worst president for picking the other side, period.
And then after that, after he shut it down, then they're blaming all the job loss on him and all of the Democrat-ran states and cities. They want to keep everything shut down so they can blame, so people can't go back to work, and so they can blame it on President Trump. Who is not understanding that? Who is not realizing that?
Well, and, you know, Trump did bring up the point, too, that China wasn't being actually, Biden talked about it last night too. China wasn't being upfront about the virus. They weren't even letting the U.S. in to see what was happening. They didn't even let them in the labs. They didn't let them have access to what they were seeing and what was happening, even though we asked for it. So they were hiding this at the very beginning.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, some believe that, you know, that when Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats went to China before it all took place, that there might be something there, but, you know, we will never know. I guess, you know, maybe one day we'll know, but as of right now,
we always say conspiracy theories, but guess what? Look what happened with the Hillary and the Russia collusion.
Very good point.
It was a conspiracy that came true.
Very good point.
Uh-huh.
So we can take phone calls here. So if anyone wants to call in, because we've been getting a few questions, we have about 10 minutes left. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 516-595-8069, and press 1, okay? The number again is 516-595-8069. So we have about 10 minutes if you want to call in. So let me do this while we're waiting to see if someone wants to call.
What about Nancy Pelosi? Would Nancy Pelosi say they're going to discuss tomorrow? You want to talk about that?
Oh yeah, Nancy Pelosi. You know what? I called this out, and I was telling my producer the other day. I said, "Look, I can see it coming." And actually, I talked about this on my nightly broadcast. They are, because when President Trump went in the hospital, and when President Trump left the hospital, watch and hear me. Hear my words. They are going to call for, you ready for it? You ready for it? The 25th Amendment. And Mark, and you just looked at me and said, they can't call the 25th Amendment. He's not disabled. He can still talk. He can still think. He can still walk.
Yeah. According to the 25th Amendment, it's really for, you know, if the presidential seat is going to become vacant in event of a death, unless he was removed, resignation, or if he's incapacitated. He is none of those.
None of them. What did I tell you? I called it out that they were going to try to do the 25th Amendment, and Nancy Pelosi today, I don't have that audio clip. I wish I did right now. But
it's on Fox News.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi today said that they are looking into invoking
yeah,
the
they talk about it tomorrow.
Amendment.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's like, do they even know the Constitution? I mean, do they even know?
No, I mean, seriously.
It's
they,
like the president.
You know what? They took parts of it and they said, okay, let's see if we can make this work and get the American people to go along with it. You know what this says? This says that they are extremely desperate.
Oh, they are desperate, definitely.
So desperate. I mean, they've thrown everything. They've thrown the book. And, you know, they've thrown kitchen plates, pots, pans at this man. And now the 25th Amendment?
I mean, the
20th. I called it. I told you. The only reason I say it because I constantly see the writing on the wall. I was right. I was 100% right.
Okay.
Mark
okay.
that
with Will
down.
Was right, everybody.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Just to clarify again, the 25th Amendment in simple terms is if the president dies, which hasn't happened, resigns, which hasn't happened, has been removed, they wish, or if he has become incapacitated or has a disability, all of which has not happened.
Yeah.
Thank God, and we hope it doesn't happen.
No, it's you know what, it's not going to happen, seriously. And you know what, we don't know who's going to win this election, but I would just say, you know what, exercise your right as a citizen to go out and vote. Whoever it is that you're going to vote for, exercise it, because this is something that we all are privy to, and I think this is something we all should do.
Absolutely, we should.
I mean, no matter who, I mean, you know what? That's the beauty of America. We get to go vote for whoever you want to vote. You get to choose. Yes, it's your choice. And people have their opinions, and people say one thing, say another, but it's entirely up to the individual at the end of the day.
And don't be mean to anybody that doesn't think like you.
Yeah, that's the thing. But let me play something else for you because, you know, and this is all about the whole white supremacists and being racist. You know, Michelle Obama, she had to come out and say something about President Trump, too. They're pushing this whole President Trump is racist to the next level. I mean, it's very extreme. It's very extreme. So let me play some of this for you.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation, and they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all.
Okay, so I guess she completely missed out about Antifa and BLM out in the streets destroying everything. I guess she completely just overlooked all that. Or maybe they're hiding that from her so that she doesn't actually know when she come out and say it. Personally, I think she does know.
You know what? It's sad because if it was just one or two bad instances, okay. But you know what? You drive to downtown Indianapolis, destroyed, businesses boarded up. You go to Minneapolis, businesses destroyed, downtown destroyed, boarded up. You go to Wisconsin, same thing. You go to Chicago, same thing. You go to downtown L.A., same thing. You go to Portland, Oregon, same thing.
Yes.
When you sit here,
look at Oakland. Look at San Francisco. Look at L.A.
Right. There have been large, large groups of rioters, of domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Well, you know, and now they're trying to push it all to the militia groups.
And nobody's talking about the police officers that have been shot.
So here's another question that we have from someone. If President Trump wins in a landslide, do you think the left will back off and wait, and just wait 2 or 4 more years? Or will they go scorch earth anyways, since they have already gone so far? Personally, I think we're going to see two things. President Trump wins, we're going to see an increase of the violence that we're already seeing in the streets. We're going to see that. It's going to just increase tenfold nationwide. Personally, this is, you know, because only because of what we've seen already. Not me making up something, just based on what we've seen already. it's going to increase. Biden wins, we're going to see, I think we'll see Antifa and BLM. I don't think they're going to stop with it. I think they're going to feel empowered, more empowered than they do now, to go out and attack white people, to go out and attack the Trump supporters that were there, because they have to work to make sure that they can get rid of all the voters for the next 4 years. But just based on looking at the numbers and based on like 2016, it's very interesting to see who's going to win this, right? Who's going to win? That comes up to the people. Yeah. That's up to the people who's going to win. You know, I have my personal, but I'll leave that to myself. But it's up to the American people. That's what this is about. And we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Just to be clear,
mm-hmm.
for anyone out there. So.
So what the president is doing is once again patently false. It's morally wrong, and yes, it is racist.
See, everything, that's Michelle Obama, everything President Trump does to them is racist. Mind you, President Trump did the opportunity zone.
You?
Mind you, President Trump did prison reform. Mind you, President Trump gave $25 billion to the black universities and colleges. Mind you, President Trump has had black people in the White House multiple times where Obama didn't.
Well, let me ask you something. You went to several of these places that the rioters destroyed. What kind of signs did you see? Did you see any racist remarks anywhere?
No.
You didn't see kill white people?
No. No.
You didn't see that?
No. Where?
In the cities that were destroyed.
Oh, in the cities that were destroyed? I'm sorry.
You didn't
I'm
see
thinking,
any racist
you know,
remarks? Will's reading something he wasn't
saying. I was reading. I'm sorry. No, I was thinking about the event we just went to. Which was downtown
Boston.
No.
I'm talking about what did you see? Because she's saying
they had stuff on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Page spray. Now, mind this, they're cleaning the spray paint off of the buildings and stuff like that. But they removed all the spray paint. But they would leave particular ones up, like BLM. They would leave that up. And there's this one particular spray paint on the sidewalk that said, kill white people.
Now, how come
they're
not talking
over
out?
It with buckets and
yeah.
they refuse to clean it?
How come they're not speaking out against that? Have you heard one Democrat speak out against those racist remarks that are all over these cities?
No. It's crazy. No, you don't.
They're such hypocrites.
They are a bunch of hypocrites. So, hey, we're going to be doing this every Thursday, everybody, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. Please tune in. Share this with everybody you know. Do me a favor. You got a link? Text the link. I've actually even put it on my Facebook page. Text the link to everybody. Just don't hit the share button. Copy it and paste the link. Every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, we will be here talking about the events that's going on. And also, can you please text Will at 88202. Again, that's text Will 88202, and you'll get notifications. That's how you get notifications for being here, and also you'll get other free information. I want to thank everyone for being with us. Beautiful Thursday, and how many days left? 25 days. Just 25 days.
Ugh.
Just 25 days.
I get nervous.
You know, a lot of people get nervous, but you know what?
That day, I don't know if I'm asleep. Yeah. Are you going to sleep the day before?
Oh, it's going to be like, you know, like a kid again with Christmas. So, you know, but I'm going to encourage everyone. Every Thursday, make sure you tune in. We'll be here, and I will also be on my broadcast tonight. That's 9 p.m. Central.
UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Yep, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. We have about 30 more seconds here. We're about to wrap it up. So let me just say this one more time. Text Will at 888-88202. That is 88202. Write that down. I know you're listening. 88202. Go ahead and put it in your phone. Text it. Text Will to that number.
And visit UniteAmericaFirst.com to get Will's podcast and links to our social media platforms.
UniteAmericaFirst.com. Good night, everybody.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.